League of Ireland Late Night
on Off the Ball.
It's nice to know that Grimsby Town are listening to League of Ireland Late Night for your takes here, Mark, and good sales pitches on Derry City players.
Join me, Cameron Hill, on League of Ireland Late Night every Friday night at 10 on Twitter Spaces.
The Racing Pod
on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Best odds guaranteed on all Irish and UK racing. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Yeah, you're welcome to the Racing Pod on Off the Ball. It's Johnny Ward standing in for John Duggan, and Tom Malone has joined me again. And we're going to talk about Goodwood and Galway. It was glorious Galway, glorious Goodwood. The victory of Kyprios seems like years ago at this stage, and it's only Friday of Galway. We've still 3 days to go. We're delighted to be able to bring you the show every Friday, which includes analysis, race previews, tips, stories, interviews and crack. The first half of the pod each week will be free to air, and the second part will be exclusively for members. So be sure to sign up by going to offtheball.com/join, and you don't want to miss out on the info. What did you actually tip last week, can I ask you about?
We definitely spoke about Nürburgring. That's why that's ringing a bell, because we spoke about Nürburgring, who then went and won convincingly. Another 4-year-old to do it.
The 4-year-old route with Zarek the Brave, 4-year-olds to the fore again this year. And I don't want to take away from JJ Slevin and Joseph O'Brien, because this looked a really tough handicap, but still the horse was very well backed. Nines into whatever it was, 11-2, won very well.
Yeah, won very well. And, you know, again, it's just that another thing we commented on last week was just the form of Joseph's horse has really just taken a turn once he got into the start of July. He has been banging in the winners. And it was pretty straightforward in the end, wasn't it? It was one of those races that they all looked like they had a bit of a chance, you know, coming down into the dip. And then he's just really sluiced past them and won going away, hasn't he?
He has. We were definitely very keen on the horse and the plate as well. I do want to mention the Guinness time. I mean, you'd want a lot of Guinness after the Guinness time I&H flat race yesterday. Iggy Madden hasn't had a winner in... honestly, it feels like the guts of
it. It was 2,100 and something days, yeah.
If I had a chance on course, if people were trying to back this horse for me at 200-1, I'd have laid it. I actually would have laid it. Can't believe it wasn't a bigger price. It had run 8 times, it had never finished placed, it was 200-1 at Ballinrobe only a week ago, and it rocks up in a bumper at Galway for a trainer who hasn't had a winner in an Aeon and wins.
Yeah, with two Willie Mullins runners in it, one of them, you know, Galileo out of Room for a Mag, and then, you know, Paddy Mullins on the other, a Coastal Path. And I think it was a Betfair SP returned of 630 something. It was matched at 1,000 on the machine, which, you know, if you're just being greedy, you think, well, just pick up that. It's like finding a fiver on the ground. But like, yeah, it won quite well in the end. But yeah, as I suppose, as our good friend of ours would say, a strike for the integrity of the game. A quote from Brendan Duke there.
Brendan Duke Jr., just to clarify. What is it about these kind of colourful Galway trainers? Luke Homer has had a 300-1 winner in recent times. Again, actually, yeah. That horse wasn't unrelated to what we were talking about earlier on. And Iggy Madden, he's not outdone him, but 200-1 winner at the Galway Festival with a horse that should have been about 2 billion to 1. I've never seen
absolutely.
The likes of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, seen the exactly. Of it. I know. I fully agree with you. I saw AK Betts as well. Someone, they laid a 5-year trade. They made a video about it, because the lady went up and was delighted, because why wouldn't they? They didn't. Bookmakers had an absolutely unbelievable day. The 2 days at Galway, really, plate day and hurdle day. So they made a little video of the lady getting paid out, because she's probably the only person that got paid out. So we're only too happy to pay her, I'd say.
Lovely stuff. Well, we did tip Santa here, I think, pretty strongly in the plate. This worked out almost exactly as we forecast, in that his jumping is an issue, but he's likely well handicapped. So he was well handicapped and his jumping was an issue. If the horse he was beaten a length, if he jumped adequately at all, I'm absolutely guarantee you he lost more than a length. I felt Jack Kennedy was brilliant on him. He's a flatbred horse who just doesn't jump fences exceptionally well, and he was really well trained for the race. I think Gordon Elliott might have been knocking around Croke Park on Sunday, and it was relayed to me second hand. Gordon says to back Zana here in the plate. Jack Kennedy was saying it in was it Wexford last week. I'm really looking forward to riding Zana here. But Pinkerton wins for former National Hunt trainer Noel Mead, who's obviously winning classics these days and so forth. 20-1. Was it 52 years after his first Galway winner?
Yeah, absolutely incredible. I was actually at a on Sunday, I was actually up at, or last weekend, I was up at Tattersall's show, and they have five-star show jumping added, included in everything. And the distances between some of the fences at the show jumping are actually further than the distances between the two fences in the dip in Galway. It's literally only six strides.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I was saying to Miss the other day, I was like, this is like show jumping. There's no course like it. And she watched and she was like, oh my God.
You can, because you can count them. They come down, you have six strides. And that's one of the things that will find out a horse like Zana here. You know what I mean? He just doesn't have that cleverness to go and, you know, he'd give you a chance. But yeah, look, Zana here is jumping. I don't think he made any like ludicrously terrible race ending mistakes. He's just not
a very good jumper.
Yeah. You know, and that's kind of it. And really, you know, and it wasn't great to see Pinkerton do it. You know, no meat, as you said, he's more focused on the flat these days, but a former champion trainer. And sure, yeah, isn't it absolutely brilliant for him to just show that he can do it? And like any time you see this week, you know, with an Irish trainer, you're like, well, you know, and not one of the big names. So like, just give these guys the ammunition and they will train winners. Look at Ross O'Sullivan. I think as we're putting this together, he's had, what, three winners at Galway this week. He's been in a phenomenal run of form. So it's just great to see guys, once they get the ammunition, to place the horse as well and have winners.
Yeah, I texted Ross after David Jennings' article where he called him seriously nice. And I was like, seriously nice, IRE, as in like, this wouldn't be a bad name for a horse. And he kind of goes, I need to find an Arab owner to me. Like, and I was like, well, you've just had three winners in Galway. Extraordinary week. Was there anything more extraordinary visually than the feature on the Monday, which was won by Sirius? Let's get Sirius. Sirius is bidding to win again this evening over a mile and a half. Ridden by David Dunstan. Commonson running. Held up in last, detached after four furlongs, and therefore basically wins by 3.5 lengths. This was amazing to watch.
He looked like he sort of took a shortcut, didn't he, or something? You know what I mean? If you're watching the start of the race, you just go, well, again, he's just falling out of the tally. He's 50-1 anyway, so what's it matter? You know what I mean? He's not even the kind of horse you would pay any attention to throughout the running of the race, and then to swoop around the outside and... And geez, he absolutely hosed up in the end, didn't he? And look, it's a lovely story. You know, he kind of gone away from the game a little bit. Obviously, you know, he's on the breeding side and stuff like that. He stopped riding and he came back out of retirement and, you know, got a bit emotional after it. But why wouldn't you? You know what I mean? He's not a young man, like, compared to the other fellas in the weigh room. And just to do that in your own colours, it's an absolutely magical experience. And one of those, and it's something we touched on last week as well, you know, the sort of the magic of Galway, that, you know, Iggy Madden having a winner, David Johnson riding the winner of the GPT, like, you know, these guys that won't be mapped at other festivals, and they can still have their moment in the spotlight on one of the days of the Galway Festival. Great performance, great training performance, and a nice ride too. But yeah, again, I couldn't have had him beforehand, and couldn't have had him after half a mile either.
Well, hashtag this is Galway. And Mexicali Rose winning for Kevin Blake, like, lost a horse who was fatally injured only a week previously. And
yeah, talk about the Bianconi down later, wasn't it?
Unbelievable, yeah. Mexicali Rose wins the mile. But you touched on something there, Tom, like that. I feel the Galway is almost like just perfect. It's, and I think Noel Mead alluded to this after the plate. It's just perfect because really good horses run there. And you have Iggy Madden having a 200-1 winner, and you have the celebration, the national celebration of the working man, the working woman. It just feels like what racing kind of used to be. And it's a vibrant meeting in terms of everything. It's a really good track. Everyone praises the ground, and you need a lot of luck and running. And every horse is trying as well. So, like, you could make a case for basically any horse in a race, even if he's 200-1 and has no chance.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? And like you say, you know, you'd be looking through a card on a sort of ordinary midweek, and it's kind of much easier because there's a lot of races where you go, well, only six horses can or will or are trying to win here. You know, where is it going? You're like, look at these full fields. I have to go through every ream of form for all of this. And the other side of that as well, you know, you go to Galway and the maiden winners you have, like the likes of Rock and Cash, like he's the group class. He's going to be a group class horse next year. So you just have every level. You go to the races, you go and see, you know, your Iggy Madden and having his unbelievable time, but the big celebrations of, you know, the people involved in Pinkerton, and then obviously the absolute class of something like you know, a Rocco Casher going win his maiden, and you go and say, oh well, you know, that horse is gonna keep on you know, progressing through all those big 2-year-old group races back end of this year, and will, you know, they'll probably turn into a group horse next year. Like, it's that absolute level of, or rather breadth of sort of equine talent and level on display that makes it magic, I'd say.
Rocket Cashel, I remember Rocket Cashel with the same name running in that maiden, and I even texted Fran Berry. John Murphy had a horse called Convincing running on the flat late, and I was like, he had a horse called Convincing who's a juvenile hurdler maybe 15, 20 years ago. I'm showing my age here, Bugsy, but we are coming to the end of the first half of the show. So I'm going to guess, if you want to stay on for the second half, we're going to talk a lot more about Galway, and we'll reflect on Goodwood as well and look at Saturday and Sunday's race. And Bugsy, I'm going to get a nap off you. Mine is Aussie Warrior in the 150 Galway on Sunday. Keep an eye out for the rain. Lots of scratch horses on the Friday because of the ground. Maybe for a different reason, scratch horses will prevail on Sunday. Just it depends on when the rain come in, but it shouldn't matter to that fella, and he's going to be a big price. That's Aussie Warrior in the 150 of Galway. What do you have, Tom?
Yeah, I'll stick with Galway on Sunday as well, and I'm going to go with Monbeg Park at 255 off mark of 130. I just think he's a real classy, progressive sort. Has come into his own over fences now, and 130 is definitely not the ceiling of his ability.
Tipped him as well and was given very good word by his trainer as I exited the parade ring in Wexford, told to back him. Then I just had to work and I got distracted, didn't back him, and that's why he won. Right, this is the racing pod on Off the Ball. If you're listening to the free version of the podcast, we'll be leaving you here. If you're looking for more, including our analysis of additional races at Goodwood and Galway this weekend, go to offtheball.com/join, subscribe, get the full podcast every Friday with all our racing tips, insights and stories from the week's action.
The Racing Pod
on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.